This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I began the story of how a love of country came to be planted in my heart at a young age. Today, I'll continue my story. In elementary school, I learned about Ohio history, the pioneers shooting down the river on their flatboats, General Mad Anthony Wayne and the brave Shawnee warrior Tecumseh, the abolitionist movement, which had a very strong base of operation in my hometown, and how Ohio is home to 8 U.S. presidents. In 1961, our family made a trek to Huntsville, Alabama. I saw a hand-painted sign hanging over a drinking fountain that read, "Whites Only." It shocked me. And Mom had to explain it all. It made me sad. We traveled through Kentucky and Tennessee and stopped at Rock City, where I saw 7 states from atop Lookout Mountain. Or so read the signs. Later that year, we moved to San Antonio, Texas, where we lived for 8 short months. I visited the Alamo 7 times. One weekend, we drove to Corpus Christi. I waded into the Gulf of Mexico's waters. One day, we took a trip to Laredo. Yes! I walked out on the streets of Laredo. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo. Never mind. And we slipped across the border into Mexico for a few hours. We moved back to Ohio, this time just a few short minutes from the shores of Lake Erie. We traveled the legendary Mother Road, Route 66, through Oklahoma and Kansas. What, you don't know about Route 66? That's okay, I'll tell you about it in a future podcast. One of the great stories of this land called America. In the summer of 69 and again in 71, I served on youth mission teams. We traveled throughout the Midwest. I visited Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. In Upper Michigan, I swam in the cold waters of Lake Superior. And in Minnesota, I went water skiing on Lake Minnetonka. In the spring of 71, I took a 2-week hitchhiking tour. Just Jesus, me, a few belongings, my Bible, and my trusty guitar. Leaving the little town of Desborough, Ontario, Jesus and I hitchhiked south along the shores of Lake Huron, crossed the border back into the States over the Blue Water Bridge at Sarnia, then on through Detroit and into Ann Arbor, Michigan. From there, my Savior and I hitchhiked west to Chicago, then south to Cincinnati, and finally north, back to my home near Cleveland, Ohio. I love that old Woody Guthrie song. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands. Yeah, that one. In all of my travels, I noticed that folks everywhere seemed both happy and proud of their home. Some bragged, some just overflowed with hospitality, but nearly every place I set foot I found warmth and welcome. I had not yet turned 20, and still I had already been to lots of places. In those few years, despite all of the turmoil the 60s delivered to us, my love of country matured. America, for me, had become not only a place I had seen on maps and read about in books, but a place I had seen with my own eyes, touched with my own hands, and walked upon with my own 2 feet. From the hot concrete sidewalks of inner-city Cleveland, to the lush pastures of Galesville, Wisconsin, to the deep blue waters of the Great Lakes, what a great land she was. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.